Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was speaking about the love that God has for us and that we oftentimes don't understand. And I think we get a deeper understanding of it today, certainly in the readings, but also in the section I want to quote from Magnificat magazine that speaks about how our pride is often the biggest obstacle to receiving the love that God has for us, because we look to ourselves and we look to everything else to meet our need or to answer our problem or to deliver us from whatever burden we're carrying. We turn to self first, and that's where our pride gets in the way. Instead, what we ought to be doing is, Lord, I can't find my way through this. Will you please help me? To go to God first, turn to him first, ask him what he wants to do or how he wants to help resolve the situation. As a result, you know more and more how loved you are and how cared for you are. But we only go to God as a last resort. We do everything humanly that we should. And of course we should use our human abilities and our gifts. Absolutely. It's just an order of priority. Do we turn to God first or do we turn to self first? Let's keep that in mind today as we look at the readings for today's liturgy. The first is taken from a letter to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 7 to 14. The Holy Spirit says, "Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert where your ancestors tested and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was provoked with that generation. And I said, they have always been of erring heart. They do not know my ways. I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." The Lord walked with his people, miracle after miracle after miracle for his people. And all they could see was what they wanted that wasn't being answered. When in reality, what God was doing was understanding and seeking to meet the deepest needs of their hearts, many of whom didn't even recognize what they were. Ever had that experience where God does something for you and you say, "Oh my goodness, I didn't even realize that that's at the root of my problem. I didn't even realize that that was the base of my difficulty." Until what? Till God intervened. That can happen. So we bring our needs to the Lord, absolutely. But just say, "Lord, show me how you want me to carry this. Show me how to cooperate with your grace so that we can resolve this issue or problem, whatever it may be." But bring God into every situation rather than, "Well, where is he? God doesn't answer my prayer." Just because we don't get what we want, does that mean that God isn't listening? No, it means that God is trying to show us there's something deeper here or bigger here or more important here. And he wants to get us fixed on the more important thing. If he just answered our need, we'd say thank you very much, and then we wouldn't look to God until the next problem comes. God wants us deeply attached to him in every situation, good and bad. Let's continue with this reading from the letter to the Hebrews. "Harden not your hearts as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert where your ancestors tested and tried me, saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was provoked with that generation, and I said, they have always been of erring heart. They do not know my ways. I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." And having quoted that, the writer of Hebrews says, "Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin." We have become partners of Christ if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. This is faith. We've got to hold on to what our faith teaches us and carry it right through to the end of our lives. Then you are safe and secure, no matter what life deals you. If you keep in mind clearly who made you and why God made you, you will be safe for all eternity. We have become partners of Christ if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. Who is God? Why did God make you? What does he promise you? Keep those truths right at the center of your day, your life, every day. Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. No, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to listen to God. God doesn't care about me. God doesn't care about my problems. Look at my life. If there was a God, this wouldn't have happened, that wouldn't have happened. We've taken everything into our own hands. We've prioritized. We've decided what God ought to do and when God ought to do it. And if God doesn't, then there isn't a God. It's a quantum leap, but we do it. Brothers and sisters, what we need is a humility to come before God and say, God, I don't know how to deal with this situation. I don't know how to deal with this pain. I don't know how to deal with this anger. I don't know how to deal with this level of loneliness. Whatever the case may be, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. The rest of God doesn't mean perhaps that everything you desire will be answered, but God will, as he calls you to himself and you allow yourself to be drawn to him, he'll reprioritize your life. And some of the trials and burdens we carry are actually there to bring us into deeper holiness and into deeper union with him. But it all comes back to faith, doesn't it? To trust God. To trust God that God knows you better than you know yourself and loves you infinitely more than you or anyone else loves you. Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I say that to the Lord a lot. Lord, if today I hear your voice, may I not harden my heart. May I not say, too busy. I don't know what that meant, that thought. A thought comes into your head. You think, why did I think that? What does that mean? Ask God. Maybe it was just, as somebody said, indigestion, but it may be a whispered word from God. You have to test those things out. Listen for him. Obey him. That's the first thing. Obey. Create the fertile field where God can plant the seed of his wisdom and his love. Make of your life a fertile field, a field that is ready to receive seed. The gospel today is the gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, if you wish, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, I do will it. Be made clean. Notice how the leper approached him. If you wish, if you want. The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean, which means he was no longer ostracized. Not only that he didn't have to suffer the pain of the leprosy and the disfigurement of the leprosy, but he was no longer shunned. He was no longer alienated. Jesus said to him, I do will it be made clean. And then warning him sternly, again, he doesn't want them just going out and proclaiming what he's done, though there's a place for that. But if people did it too much, the crowds got too big, and he wasn't able to reach the people he wanted. Now, as God, he could have done anything, but he was God in the flesh right now. So if the crowds got too big, he couldn't reach people, and the people who really needed to hear him, the poor, would have no access to him. So that's part of why he tells them, warning him sternly. It's part of why he does it. He dismissed him at once. And then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He didn't listen. He began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. He didn't want to get big crowds. He didn't want to come to the attention of the authorities before it was time. And sometimes people really helped him, and sometimes people in their excitement opposed him. Opposed him in the sense that they did exactly what he asked them not to do. How many people did not hear the Lord, couldn't get access to him? They were too poor, too small. They couldn't get access to him in the great crowds because someone... And you say, well, they were grateful for what happened to them. Yes, but someone did what God asked them not to do. Behooves us to obey God in everything, because God always has our individual good and the common good in mind at the same time. He can do that. We can't. We either go for this individual good or we go for the common good. But God could see what both needed. And if we follow him, he will use us both to care for the individual and to care for a larger group, whatever our circumstances may be. Always go to God. Always ask God. St. Claude de la Colombière said this, "In such a way that we cannot doubt that all the evils that God sends us, of whatever nature that they may be, we cannot doubt, I say, that they be very helpful to us, without suspecting God himself either of tyranny or of imprudence, without accusing him of having ideas contrary to those that a good ruler ought to have, or of lacking the insight to discern what is worthwhile for us." God knows exactly what we need. But sometimes we think God doesn't care, God doesn't listen. He does. How much more does it appear that it is we who deceive ourselves, who are unaware of both who is good to us and who is bad to us, who often desire everything that we ought to fear, and who fear everything that we ought to desire. It is a sign, he says, of an unbearable pride, says St. Basil, to believe that in one's own affairs, one does not need to take anyone's advice, and that one has from oneself enough prudence and wisdom to choose the best option. But we don't, brothers and sisters. We don't. That's why we need to turn to God in everything, small and great. Turn to him. Put the situation before him. Ask for his wisdom. He will lead you in the fullness of truth. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.